What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, with the NFL season behind us, it's never too early to start predicting, well, who are the Commanders going to be playing next season, schedule-wise? Like, who are they going to open with? So we know their home and away opponents for 2025. We just don't know the schedule yet. So just to refresh you, here are the teams they're playing at home next year, and then I'll list the teams they're playing away. Their home opponents outside of the division, normal opponents,
all right,
are the Bears, the Lions, the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Drab Hawks. Mm-hmm. They all come to Northwest Stadium in 2025. The roadies for the Commanders are the Packers, play at Arrowhead, going to take on the Chiefs in their building.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers, that's mm-hmm. a West Coast trip. That's tough travel. As tough as chartered travel can be for multimillionaires. The Vikings, the Dolphins, and the Falcons. So you start looking at those teams, and of course you have your division opponents, the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, play each of them home and away. You start trying to figure out, well, who are the Commanders going to open with? How many primetime games are they going to have?
I feel like we're going to get a lot of primetime games.
Are they going to get an international game?
The opener is generally the team that won the Super Bowl, right?
The team that won
so the
Super
speculation
Bowl
that's coming and that Adam Schefter is throwing out there is who's the perfect candidate to play the Eagles in that opener, which it's a Thursday night.
Right.
Everybody's ready for the NFL season. Yeah, everybody's starving
for football.
Yeah. It's the showcase, as Valdez says.
Last season's opener was the AFC Championship game where the Chiefs played the Ravens opening night.
Right. And the season before that, it was a sexy opener, too. It was the Lions at the Chiefs. And remember, the Lions went into Arrowhead and won that opener. And people were like, whoa, the Lions.
So hold on. We're going to play the audio of Schefter?
So would Washington be the perfect candidate is the question.
Yeah, so we have Adam Schefter talking about who he thinks the best opponent would be for the Eagles to open the season to defend their Super Bowl title.
They're going to open the NFL season in 2025. At home. And here are the exact possibilities. The Commanders, interesting. The Cowboys, not bad. The Giants, the division foes. Then we have the Bears, Lions, Raiders, Rams, and Broncos. Now, this is interesting. The Broncos would be a compelling matchup that came on this year, but I don't think the league will go that way. The Rams would be an NFC Championship game rematch. I don't know. League could opt
That's
for that.
That's a botch.
Don't think it will. The Raiders, Pete Carroll's first game, probably not good enough to put on Thursday night. Not sure what the league is looking for. The Lions would be compelling, but I also could see the league saving that game for one of its prime time sweep ratings weeks where they need to get the big numbers. And so we had the division opponents, which are always in play, and the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears, in my mind, become the matchup to watch for that Thursday night opener. I can totally see it now. Ben Johnson's first game in Philadelphia. Bears looking to make a comeback. It's not the marquee matchup that you're giving away early on when you're going to get the ratings anyway with the Lions or the Rams, but it's a compelling enough matchup that everybody would be excited to see it. My guess right now, is Bears at Eagles in the opener.
I mean, maybe. I'll say this. Maybe I'm biased. I clearly am biased. But I feel like last year, the sexy team going into the season was maybe the Lions.
Yes.
Right? They're just a high-powered offense. Everything. I feel like next year, the sexy team are the Skins.
Yeah.
I think like we're the sexy, even though the Eagles won in dominating fashion, offensive and defensively.
But I
just feel like we're the sexier team.
I don't disagree with you, but I do agree with Schefter's rationale that, look, it's the first game. People are going to be at a fever pitch. They're going to watch.
Regardless.
Almost no, yeah, no, like, you don't want to put the Raiders there because the Raiders just dreck.
Right.
But I can see people being intrigued by Caleb Williams year two. You know, his rookie campaign was kind of all over the place. Ben Johnson takes over. Like, you're not burning a marquee matchup like Eagles Commanders or Eagles Lions. You can bank those for later. Just give people Eagles and Bears, a team that some people think could be improved.
Isn't that kind of disrespectful? Washington is the team that went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Washington is the team that has the quarterback that won Rookie of the Year over Caleb Williams.
I don't think it's...
What does Chicago have that Washington doesn't?
No, we're
other
sexier.
Than a new head coach.
No, I don't think it's disrespectful to the Commanders. I just think that the league, they dig a little deeper when it comes to the schedule. They're not just looking to put the two most marquee teams out there. They want to draw a big number, but they also want to bank some of those other premium matchups for later in the season. Like you referenced,
it might be like a perfect compromise pick if you go with the Bears because there's plenty of intrigue there. How's Caleb going to be in his second year with Ben Johnson? How are the Eagles going to come back from, you know, their Super Bowl haze? I don't know. Maybe I could see it.
There's definitely less hype.
Four.
If it's Eagles Bears than if it was
Eagles
yeah.
I think
the hype between the two and between the matchup far less.
I feel like your Ravens are somewhat disrespected, Valdez. I'm not saying this just to kiss your butt, but like last year I picked the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. I thought they were a sexy team too. But I don't feel like that many people hype them up. And you guys are going to have mostly the same personnel next year, right? I mean, you should have the key pieces should be in place.
I think they get hyped up a good amount.
Not as much as like the Lions. The Lions, I feel like, were the sexy team of last year.
Yeah. I mean, they've got Dan Campbell. It's a little bit different. But I think the Ravens always get hyped up as one of the top contenders. The Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs. Throw in the Bengals because of Joe Burrow. Those are the teams they talk about in the AFC. And you're right. The Lions got a lot of hype this year.
Lions got a lot. I feel like we're going to be that sexy team.
Yeah, I think so with Jaden. Get the number one jersey seller. Yeah.
Just get ready. I said this 5 or 6 months ago. Get ready for a lot of primetime games.
Yeah, what do you think?
Because they are
What's
coming.
A lot? Like four
six
or five?
7?
Okay, get that many?
What? 5 or 6, 6 or 7? I don't think that's an outrageous number.
No, right? I think the Ravens had, for primetime, I think they had 6 games last season.
So maybe one Sunday night game. You're going to get one of everything. So you're going to get a Sunday night, you're going to get a Thursday night, you're going to get a Monday night.
Yes, you will.
For sure.
For
that's
sure.
Three guaranteed.
I would think that is your minimum.
That's your floor.
Yes.
And then if Jaden's the superstar that everyone thinks.
You're going to flex them late?
Yeah, well, they definitely have flex late, but also they put your nubs matchups on Monday night just so people tune in to watch Jaden. Like, that's what they do with the Ravens sometimes, is that if Lamar's playing even a crappy team, they put him on Monday night just so that you could watch Lamar. Like, that's going to happen to Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting back to the Eagles for just a second, they could always just go with the standard Cowboys opening at the Eagles. Because the Cowboys, even though they've been underachievers, they always draw ratings eyeballs.
Mm.
So that could just be like a built-in, hey, we're going to put the Cowboys against the Eagles, divisional matchup, right out of the gate, bring in, you know, all the bandwagon Cowboys fans that have been there forever. Against the defending Super Bowl champs. I can see the Cowboys being the pick in week one, too.
If anybody's listening and wants to chime in on Open Line Thursday, as a fan, would you want us to get all those primetime games and be the hyped up team?
Yes.
Or do you want to more fly under the radar?
There's no more flying under the radar for the Commanders.
Yeah.
There is no. I mean,
I know. Everyone knows James is a star, but what if, like, maybe we don't need all the primetime games, though?
See, that's old school Skins mentality.
I'm throwing it out there.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, because I hadn't even thought about it until I just verbalized it. Eric, it's not like we've done great on the primetime game.
Telling you right now, Jaden is going to be a discussion point on all the shout shows.
Yes, like absolutely.
Like you know how every segment they have a Cowboys and Dak 5 minute discussion, or they have a Lamar 5 minute discussion. Jaden Daniels is going to be a discussion focal point for these shows moving forward.
I mean, I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's a superstar. I told you, he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
So why wouldn't the NFL and networks want to showcase him?
No, I'm sure they will. I'm just saying as a fan. I'm sure they, if they were smart, they would. But I don't know if I necessarily want all these primetime games. Like, maybe
tell
I would
what,
rather.
It sucks when you got to wake up and.
That's another issue.
And do this when you're staying up till midnight.
Like, do I want to stay up five times during the season?
Yeah.
Till 2 a.m. or whatever? I don't know. I almost would rather just be the regular old steady Eddie 1 o'clock on Sunday case.
I know that you like that spot. That's your happy place.
I feel a little bit burned, although some of that's been mitigated because we did have that nice run towards the end of the season. But I feel a little bit burned from all these primetime games over the last 20 years.
Now, no, but why wouldn't you want to showcase your special new toy?
Show
everybody how silly it is over in D.C.
Yeah.
Well, now, selfishly, you probably want more 1 o'clock games. So you don't have to stay up that late.
That's what I mean. I mean, I'm just used to it. I like it.
Now, getting back to the Eagles opener, I found an article that is trumpeting why the Commanders should be the opponent.
All right.
It says, when determining the Super Bowl champion's opponent, the NFL typically looks for one of these components: a star quarterback, an elite team, a team projected to take the next step, a playoff rematch, or a division rival.
We check all those.
So in the last five
we literally check all those boxes.
In the last five NFL kickoff games, the Chiefs took on the Texans in 2020, playoff rematch. In 2021, the Bucs took on the Cowboys, elite team. 2022, the Rams versus Buffalo, elite team. Chiefs versus Lions, a team projected to take the next step in the Lions. Last year, the Chiefs versus the Ravens, playoff rematch. Using that criteria, the Eagles will likely play one of three opponents: the Lions, the Cowboys, or the Commanders. And then to wrap it up, it says, by scheduling the Commanders in the kickoff game, the league has a playoff rematch and an exciting young quarterback in Jaden Daniels.
But Mar, you're a Skins fan. You're young and cocky and arrogant. You probably want all the primetime games.
Exactly. I was going to say, if we could have all 17 games under the lights. I mean, pressures make diamonds. That's the old saying. I want all the eyeballs. You know, I don't want to run from the spotlight. My entire life, we played at 1 o'clock, and that was it. So if we could take the Monday night games, the Sunday night games, the Thursday night games, hell, give us a Brazilian Saturday night game this year, international. I really don't care. I just want as much attention on the team as possible.
Just remember what time everybody in these rooms wakes up.
It's going to be these games. Selfishly, it's terrible for us.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it to 6 or 7
for
instead of 17.
He'll just sleep in and not come in. He'll work from home.
Shots fired.
Trey Bullets.
There's a shot fired.
I'm taking my PTO sex days.
Yeah, okay.
I was called a goon earlier.
All right, let's go to Daniel in Woodbridge. What do you think? Do you want these primetime games? Do you want the pressure of the primetime? I'd take a couple. I don't think I need five or six.
How about the opener, though? Because you're dying for it, so why wouldn't you want the opener?
So does that mean a Thursday night game?
Thursday night, yep.
You know how exciting that would be?
I mean, it would be exciting. But
start the season with
Sunday,
Thursday
then?
Night silly?
I have nothing to do on Sunday.
You know how, you know how many times you sit down Sunday afternoon with your team who had already played or play the next day? It's weird.
I don't like that. I don't
get used
like
to it.
I guess I go play golf. I don't care about the rest of the league that much.
I just need you to catch up to the rest of the fan base. The rest of the fan base is excited, looking forward to the next year, high expectations. You're calling it a fluke. You don't want to be on. You don't want everybody to watch you. If you're scared, go to church, Eric. You've reached the pinnacle now. Like, this is it.
No, we're close.
We're close. You're a team that people want to watch.
I just told you, we're the sexiest team of 2025.
I know, and you're trying.
We are the sexiest team.
I know, you're trying to hide.
I know, and you're trying to cover it up in a muumuu.
Maybe take some teams by surprise,
maybe. Put that bikini on. You're sexy. Yeah. Show off those tiggles.
Go down the catwalk.
Yes.
Right. I got abs. All of a sudden, I got abs.
I know, you're trying to put a robe over top of those.
Take your star turn.
Over the butt.
All right, hold on. Daniel, what's up, buddy?
Underbutt's hot.
Daniel, are you there? Punch me up, Valdez.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah. I absolutely want all the primetime games. Jaden Daniels, in an interview, I forgot where it was, but he mentioned that he prefers the bright lights because he was so used to doing that at LSU.
Right.
So if it makes him comfortable and he likes it, let's do it. I mean, aside from the Eagles game, he did good in those primetime games. So that's me. I prefer it. Give me all the primetime games.
Okay, you want cool. all of them. All
he
right.
was pretty special in the Bengals game. Throwing that dime to Terry McLaurin in the corner of the end zone. He had a pretty good performance on Monday Night Football.
You know what? This is so funny because you talked about Anthony Rendon's nonchalance.
Yeah.
Jaden has it, except he excels and he's
and he actually
superstar.
He actually
cares.
He loves playing the game.
Yeah.
He loves playing NFL football.
I've never seen a guy more on face. By the way, when he does go to the Hall of Fame, I want credit to be the first person to call him a Hall of Famer.
No, okay. You want credit for that?
I want credit.
How do you know you were the first
one? I'm just maybe around
people
here
called that in college.
Maybe Lewis Riddick called him a Hall of Famer before you did.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure, like, of people that matter.
Are there
first.
Are there any ramifications if he doesn't go to Canton?
No.
I mean, no blowback.
At that point, I'll be near death. Right? Like 15 years or whatever? I'll be
probably be 20 years. If he plays 15, you got to wait another 5.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be 75 years old.
All right, if you want to weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, you can definitely do that because it's an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show. Looking to upgrade your office game? Of course you are. Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or you just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase, too. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion would. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVI.com because business grows with PVI.